Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, November 22nd. A US official says three American hostages could be among those set to be released as part of a deal agreed by Israel and Hamas. The agreement will see the return of at least 50 people who were kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th, while 150 Palestinian prisoners will be released from Israeli jails. CNN's Oren Lieberman has more from Tel Aviv on what happens now.
It is, what one family told us, the beginning of what they hope will be a process. 50 women and children opens the door and builds a structure, a framework to continue this process and try to release more hostages if the pause in fighting holds and if this process works out. Crucially, we're not there yet and the pause in fighting has not begun. And that's because the last part of the Israeli legal and political process is right now happening. After the full government vote late last night, or I should say early this morning, there's a 24-hour window in which someone can file an appeal at the Supreme Court to try to stop it.
North Korea says yesterday's launch has successfully put its first spy satellite into orbit. That hasn't been confirmed by any other country, but analysts say if the spacecraft works, it could significantly improve Pyongyang's military capabilities. As CNN's Paula Hancock tells us, that has North Korea's neighbors and the US worried.
The question that Seoul, Tokyo, and of course Washington will be asking is whether or not there was any help this time around from Russia. Back in September, the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with Vladimir Putin, the Russian leader. There have been officials pointing out that any such help would be in violation of UN resolutions.
A ninth suspect has been arrested after a high school student was beaten to death in Las Vegas earlier this month. Police say 17-year-old Jonathan Lewis died just days after a fight broke out near the Rancho High School campus over a pair of stolen headphones. It was caught on video, which police described as showing roughly 10 people kicking, stomping, and punching the victim. A spokesman said the footage is very graphic and, quote, very void of humanity. The latest suspect hasn't been named, but like the eight teenagers previously arrested, they're facing murder charges. And detectives are still asking for help identifying one more person of interest. A Dubai-based company has bought land the size of the UK in Africa and could use it to offset their carbon footprint. The company, Blue Carbon, will use the land to run projects that conserve forests that might otherwise be logged, preventing huge amounts of CO2 emissions from entering the atmosphere. It can then use that conservation to create carbon credits to sell to companies and governments. The deal comes ahead of this year's COP28 summit starting next week, and several climate analysts and advocates tell CNN they think it's a last attempt by the oil-rich UAE to use green initiatives like this as a smokescreen for its plans to keep pumping fossil fuels. A spokesperson for Blue Carbon wouldn't confirm whether it'll sell its credits to the UAE, but that's the widely held assumption by analysts, given that the company's chairman is related to the country's prime minister. Coming up, a viral video leads to an American Airlines review. American Airlines says it's reviewing a viral video that shows a wheelchair being mishandled at Miami International Airport. It was posted on TikTok and shows a baggage handler releasing a passenger's wheelchair to slide down a chute, where it crashed into a metal barrier, flipped over, and tumbled onto the airport tarmac. And the user who posted the video says she started recording when she saw the handlers do the same thing and laugh with two other wheelchairs. The airline described the footage as deeply concerning and said it will work on making improvements. The Paralyzed Veterans of America says that between 2019 and 2022, roughly 31 wheelchairs were damaged, delayed, or lost each day by airline workers. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.